just want to ask about the challenge of playing the Saskatchewan team. I know that they've been an arch rival of yours for a long time, but you know they've had your number, but the games have been close. How due do you feel to maybe get one over on them?
I mean, it has been a rough year playing against them, but definitely this is the game that they got asked early in this year, where do you see yourselves? Is this kind of like the bar? Is Saskatchewan the bar where you guys are trying to get to? And I think we were trying to get up to that level, and I think now that we're there and it's the playoff game and we got the intensity behind us and we've been getting better every single day of this year. So it's definitely going to be a great test, and I think just continuing sticking to our processes and doing what we've been doing and getting better is going to be the key factor to it.
It sure does seem like this group has grown as the year's gone along, and in this league, peaking at the right time is so important. Do you feel like you're pretty close to being able to do that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, our offense has come together. Our defense has come together. Our transition games have been there all year. It's just all about kind of piecing all those things together in one game. And I think Sunday is definitely the day it's going to happen.
So I want to ask specifically about the challenge of defending that offense. When you've got two high-powered guys, when you're playing against Mark Matthews, what are the biggest challenges defending against that Saskatchewan attack?
They definitely have a lot of powerhouses on the offensive end, but it's definitely preparation, preparing, knowing what they're going to do, and definitely maintaining, trying to limit the production that those guys have. Mark Matthews, he can score pretty much at will if he wants to. He's got a hell of a shot, but he's also got a really good eye for the other team out there. I think he's got more assists than he does goals this year. So he's definitely a powerhouse, but you can definitely limit his success. Same with Ben and with Roberts and those guys. You can definitely, you play the system and we stick to our game plan. We can definitely limit what those guys do and all their production.
Is there a player in the league quite like Mark Matthews when you combine that size, that shot, his ability to spread the ball? Like, is there a guy as unique as him or like him in this league?
I feel like there's guys that have similar attributes. You got Kevin Crowley. He's a large guy, really skilled player. And then you have someone like Sean Evans, who's an exceptional one-on-one player, but he's also a good team guy as well, being able to dish the ball off. So you have Mark is kind of the combination of a number of really good players, so he's definitely got his size on his side and his skill underneath his belt, so he's very unique that way.
So what are the biggest keys to defending him? You talk about there are ways to limit him without, you know, talking too much trade secrets, but what are some of the ways that you can maybe limit the damage that he does?
Play him fair, play him square, don't definitely respect him as a player. I mean, our big thing is just kind of get in his hands and kind of disrupt his normalcy. So kind of don't, as long as he's uncomfortable, I think that's how we're going to be able to get up in there and kind of disrupt his successes by just kind of push him out of his regular routines that he does throughout the games.
Talking to a couple of guys over the years, and this team's had a lot of success in the playoffs, going to Denver, hot crowd, and you're able to go in there and have success. A lot of people say that, you know what, it gets you up. Even as the road team, it gets you ready to rock and roll. It's going to be a hot crowd in Saskatchewan as well. Can you feed off that as well? Can you take a little bit of energy from what their home crowd's going to bring?
Oh, definitely. That home crowd is they're rowdy and they're crazy and they're loud. And when we come in there, from the first boos that we get when we step on the field to when we score goals and we hear the whole crowd go silent, I mean, that's probably the biggest pump up for us. That gets us, it gets us jacked up. It gets us going. It gets us excited for the next play. So I think the crowd, as loud as they are, I think it gives us that motivation to let's shut them down.
Yeah. What are some of the keys that you or some of the things that you've been able to take from the regular season series against the Rush that you can take into this weekend and have some success?
It shows that our processes and our game planning has definitely been a huge key, because when we get into those one goal games and we're right there with them and we battle back, I mean, it just shows that we have that heart and we have that tenacity. And you know what? We need a couple things to come together. And now it's playoff lacrosse. We got one playoff game underneath our belt, so we're ready to go. We're fired up. And then just kind of putting everything together. I mean, it's a 30-second shift. It's a 2-minute swing of things. And we showed resiliency when we're down, and we've been able to come back up in these games. And so it's definitely learning throughout the season has been a big factor for us, and I think this is the big test. This is be the one.
Final thought, might be the two best transition teams in the league. How important is that element, knowing that, you know, you're a part of that? How important is that element on Sunday?
The transition game is going to be huge. I mean, I think both offenses can go toe-to-toe. Both defenses can go toe-to-toe. That transition game is definitely going to be a key factor to give our offense a little bit of a leeway, kind of give them some wiggle room. On the other end, it could be if they're the ones firing, then it's got to put the offense kind of on a little bit of a desperation standpoint. So we got to kind of make sure we can help them out as much as possible. So it's definitely a big factor in the game.